the Brewers and the Dodgers on Saturday night as Players Weekend continues. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second. Game is scoreless. Zach Davies facing Yasiel Puig.
He's walking more, getting on base clearly more. He's stolen 12 out of 16. Hard ground ball, base hit off the glove of Travis Shaw to the sidewall. Puig is on his way to second base, and he is going to make it. And now Puig, with nobody covering third, takes it. The wild horse on a rampage. Oh, how Puigish. So bullpen by committee, and the Dodger bullpen has been the best in the game this year. There's a fly ball to center field. That's well hit. Taylor going back at the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It is a home run. A two-run home run for Orlando Arcia. And the Brewers take a 2-0 lead for Arcia, his 13th home run of the season.
You could really tell that Arcia was looking first pitch fastball. The late kick was early, and he went right after this one, and it just continued to carry out of the ballpark.
One ball, two strikes to Gonzalez. Here comes the pitch. Swung on at this, strike three, and that's going to do it. No runs and two base hits. Now Santana, strikeout victim, twice. Skies one to right toward the corner. Puig going back, and he makes the catch. Over the wall, 330 feet away. He robs Santana of a home run. Yasiel Puig has done it yet again. There is not a better right fielder in this game at this time than Yasiel Puig. He would eventually go to the Mets, and now here in Milwaukee. The 1-1, a ground ball pass to diving Justin Turner into the left field corner. Perez on his way to third. Now he's on his way home. Throw to the plate is not going to be in time. It is high. It goes to the backstop. At second base, Walker with the double, giving Milwaukee a 3-0 lead.
That's a big run right here in this point in the ballgame. So one out, single, and now Walker gets the double.
Brewers take down the mighty Dodgers 3-0. Zach Davies continues his complete dominance on the road lately. He is 5-1 in his last seven starts away from Milwaukee with a .38 ERA. Jimmy Nelson opposes Yu Darvish on Sunday. Even the mighty LA Dodgers can lose a baseball game every now and then. Only their 37th setback of the season Saturday night as they fell to the Brewers by a 3-0 final. Here is LA skipper Dave Roberts.
I thought Ross was good. He pitched really well. Something he hasn't done very often, but I thought he was aggressive. Fastball had life, and you know, he was kind of 3-45 and gave us, you know, I think it was 49 pitches, something like that. So he was good and did everything we expected from him. And I think the story of the night, you know, Davies was good. The cutter kept the ball down, changed speeds on us, and really couldn't figure him out tonight. So you're going to have those nights, and we've got a good club, and he pitched well.
Was that a straight double switch for Yasiel?
Yeah, double switch where we were at. You know, we needed Avalon to go two innings. There's a couple guys wanted to stay away from. So he's healthy. He's fine. He'll be down tomorrow. Just I plan on giving him Sunday off regardless.
Davies has done this to you twice this year now. Is there something that about him other than being a good pitcher?
No, I think that against us, he's thrown the ball really well. He's got good stuff. And he obviously, you know, he knows what he's doing on the mound. And, you know, against a club like us, obviously he's going to bring his best stuff. And he really executed tonight. And we really just couldn't do a whole lot with him. And, you know, with Josh coming in, I thought last night the stuff was good. Threw nine pitches, felt good about him coming in tonight. And RC got a first pitch ambush fastball. And, you know, after the flare, the block flare, base hit. And that's the difference in the game.
So from the beginning, Ross was scheduled to pitch around three innings.
Yes, correct.
So even he pitched like, you
know, he did exactly what we expected, and that's kind of where we wanted him, because I think this year the most he's gone is 40 something pitches maybe. So that was kind of his max.
Been shut out twice in the last four games, averaging about three runs in the last week. Any coincidence that this is without Cody in the lineup?
Well, he's a big part of our lineup, absolutely. So, you know, that's part of it. But I know that, you know, you look back at the last week, we've run in some good arms. You know, these guys, you know, even back to Detroit, I mean, those guys, we ran into some good arms. And the guys in Pittsburgh, some good arms. So, obviously, yeah, when Cody's in the lineup, I think that we're better, yeah.
Did you like the reports you got on Clayton's album?
That was good. That was it was a good night. You know, obviously, you want to win every game. But to hear him complete five innings, the velocity, his pitch mix was good, execution good. So I think that's very exciting for all of us.
So he gets penciled in for San Diego?
He'll be penciled in for San Diego. And we're not sure which day, but it'll either be Friday or Saturday.
And Alex Wood's still on target for that?
He's on target for either Saturday or Sunday.
The Dodgers look to bounce back on Sunday behind Yu Darvish. He'll be opposed by Jimmy Nelson.